So we got to the what? There's Ayin Sim. We got to the end of Gil, not the end, but at the bottom of Gil Amar Beis. We're actually at the last word of the narrow lines. V'Amar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, going on to the first wide line now. Yeshua ben Levi, I'm going to go a little bit or very fast today. Krach Shiyoshev Vasov Hukaf. If a city was first settled, then only after it was settled, it was surrounded by a wall. Nidon Kikfar, it's not judged as a walled city, it's rather judged as an unwalled city. Even though currently it has a wall, since it was first settled and then walled, it doesn't count. My time, what's the reason? Who says it has to be walled and then settled? The Gemara brings a pasuk, Dichsiv Ish Ki Yimchor Beis Moshav Ir Choma. So the Gemara and Rashi doesn't really explain the drasha, but the drasha is understood that it has to be a place that they sat in an Ir Choma. They settled in a walled city. The walled city existed before the sitting down. So it has to be Shehukaf Ulvasof Yashav, the drasha. It has to be surrounded, and then it was settled. Velo Shiyashav Ulvasof Hukaf, but it can't be a situation where it was settled and then walled. That doesn't count. Now this is Machlokas Rashi Tosos, not much time for it. Rashi says this has nothing to do with Megillah. This has to do with Bati Arichoma. That's the pasuk of Ish Kim Chor Beis Moshev. It's talking about Bati Arichoma, talking about buying and selling cities, and homes and cities, and in terms of Yovel, being able to redeem it back and forth. Different topic. Tosos finds it hard to believe. We're talking about Purim here. We're not talking about Bati Arichoma. He extends this to even talking about Purim, walled cities in that respect. Then the Gemara quotes another opinion of Rabbi Shub and Levi, Krach Shein Basar Batlanim. A city that has and does not have 10 Batlanim. What's a Batlan? So Rashi tells us Asar Batlanim, Shebalam Milachtam, people who are not working, Shehu Mitzuyin Tamid Bebeis Knesses, they Shachris V'Arbis, they should be around for davening for the morning and the evening. Kedamino Masachas Brachos, Kevin Shebach of the Shbaruch Bebeis Knesses, Lamatsa Shamasara. He gets angry. When the Kaj Baruch comes to Shul, there's not 10 people, he gets very upset. So they had to have 10 people sitting from not working in the Beis Knesses all day long. So this at L'chorah sounds like a great source for a kolo, 10-person kolo. But at the same time, they never anywhere indicated that they have to sit and learn all day, just sit and do nothing all day. But L'chorah, they're probably doing something more productive. So this is one of the sources of having a kolo in a large city. Okay, so the Gemara says now, so what's the halacha of a Amar Yishub and Levi, Krach She'in Basar Batlanim Nidum Kfar. If it doesn't have 10 Batlanim, I don't care how big the population is, it's not considered a city, has a din of a village, and all the halachas of a village being able to read earlier, to they can read in the Yom HaKnis if they wanted. So Gemara says, Ma'ik Mashalom, what's the Chiddush? We have a Mishnah that tells us that. A Mishnah, Daf, hey, Tanina, Eze Hi Ir Gedola, Kol She'esh Basar Batlanim, Pach Mikan Hareza Kfar. So the Gemara says, we have any place that has more than 10 people is a big city. Anything less than 10 is a village. What's Rabbi Shub ben Levi adding on to the Mishnah? So the Gemara explains, Krach Itzirchle. It's talking about a big city that has less than 10 people. What's the Chiddush? Afagav de Mikli Le Me'alma. Even though it's a big central location, people are coming to visit all over the world to do business. One might think, even though there are not 10 people sitting in the Beis Knesses, you're always going to get a minion because people are always coming and going. It's a huge, huge city. Still, Kamashman, if they don't have 10 people, it's not going to be considered. Because Rashi explains, there's a concern that it may be. It might be one day where it's a slow business day and you won't find 10 people. Purim might be a very slow day. So you always need a guaranteed 10 people in the Beis Knesses to have a minyan. If not, you have to make sure to go to a nearby city to have a guaranteed minyan. Then the Gemara says...
this is talking specifically to considering if they should be going Thursdays and Mondays and Thursdays.
Exactly. If they don't have 10 people, we can't guarantee they're going to have a minyan in Purim. So you have to go to a big city.
So they would be allowed to go on a different day than the hotel.
Exactly. Right. Even though it's a busy city, who knows what's going to happen. Right. The 10 batlanim guarantee we have the minyan. Then another statement in the name of Yishub ben Levi, Amar Yishub ben Levi, Krach Shecharav Ulvasof Yashav, Nidom Kikrach. If a city was destroyed and then rebuilt, it's judged as a krach, as a big city. So the Gemara says, My Charav, what do you mean it was destroyed? Ilei Mecharav Uchamosav, it was mamish destroyed, the wall, referring to the walls. So then, Yashav in, Lo Yashav Lo, only if it was settled. But if it wasn't settled, it's not going to, I mean the wall itself, referring to the wall right now. If the wall was rebuilt, actually I mean the wall was rebuilt, only if it was rebuilt, is it going to be having the din of a walled city? But if the wall is never rebuilt, it won't have the din of a walled city? V'ha tani, doesn't the Braisa teach us, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Asher Lochoma, Lochoma, it's written with an aleph, but it's really meant to be with a vav, it's his, that has a wall. Even though it has no wall now, but at least it once, it had one in the past at a wall, it's still considered a walled city. So you don't have to have the wall to be rebuilt for it to be considered a walled city. So Lach is telling us the city lost the 10 Balaram went down to 9, 8, or anything less than 10, it's not going to have the din of a walled city, of a big city. And then only if it gets resettled, Yashav, meaning if you get back up to 10 Balaram, then it will be considered a big city. Otherwise, it's considered a kfar. That's the chiddush of Bishur ben Levi. Yet another statement, Amar Bishur ben Levi, again, tells us more halachas about Purim. Lod, Ve'ono, Ve'geha Harashim, these three cities, Mokvos Choma Mimosa Yishub Ben Nun Hapu. These were walled from the times of Yishub Ben Nun, and therefore they would read on the 15th. So Gemara challenges is, V'hani Yishub Ben Nanayu? Did Yishub build these three cities? V'Alfal Ben Nanayu, Alfal built them. You could ask Ricky who Alfal was. He was from someone in Tanakh. He came after Yishub Ben Nun. How do we know that he built it? D'chsiv Bnei Alfal Avar, U'masham V'shamar Hubana, Es Ona, That's a load.
I don't think it's written. I think it's only Divrei Yamim.
Right. Well, Divrei Yamim usually is a supplement to what was not written in Malachim.
Right.
Or other parts of the Tanakh.
Yeah, I don't think it's in Yeshua.
Right. So you didn't get to Divrei Yamim yet. That's all the way at the end. So in Divrei Yamim, it tells us that Al-Pa'el, he built these cities, and he came after Yeshua ben Nun. So he built the cities of Es Ono, Es Lod, Uvnoseh, and the daughters, meaning the other suburbs of these big cities. So you see, Ono as Lod was built by Alfal, not built by Yeshua ben Nun. Well, the Tamech, the Mar says, wait a second, according to your very questioning, Asa ben Nun, we have another pasuk that tells us that Asa, a different person, a Melech Asa, he was a king, he built these cities, Dichsiv, Vayiven. So this pasuk is a little bit unclear, these parentheses here. So Rashi says the real gear, so look at Rashi, Vayichazek Asa, his is like just an awesome Rashi. He says, Eino b'chol mikra, it's nowhere in pasuk, nowhere in the pasukim. So for him to say that, he didn't have like concordatio or any type of search engine. He just knew Tanakh. He says, it's not anywhere. I'm guaranteeing. I'm promise you it's nowhere. Aval mikra achak, if there's another pasuk Rashi says, Vayiven arim b'Yehuda, that cities were built in Yehuda. Vav agav dehani lam Yehuda, even though the cities we're talking about are not from Yehuda, umi binyamin hayu, malcha Yehuda mioshlam al binyamin. It was under the ruling of the king of Yehuda. Umatina ba'asa sh'af ari binyamin chizik dechzev ayusu es abni harama v'esate asher bana ba'asa. But even as a geva, as a mitzvah, the hein arid binyamin, the kedichsa be safe for Yeshua. So Rashi's pointing out there is a pasuk that tells us they built it. But there is indications from certain psukim that seem to indicate that he did, in fact, build it or strengthen or maintain these cities. So either way, there might be two, if not three, individuals who built the cities. So what's going on here? So Gemara explains as follows. Amar Rebbe Elazar, honey mukvos chomim mimos meshu benun habam. These were walled from the times of Yeshua. Charov be made Pilagish Begiva. And then during the stories of Pilagish Begiva, there's a lot of destruction that these cities were destroyed. Vas Alfal, then he built them, Alfal, and how their infall, then they fell again for whatever reason. And then finally, Asa Asa, Shepitsinu, he fixed them up, these cities. And Dekanami, I'll bring you a proof. Dechsev Vayomer Lihuda Nivnes Arm Ha'ela, to build these cities. You don't build these cities unless these already pre-existed. What does it mean, these? Michlal the Arm Havu Meikara Shma, I mean, now these cities already existed. So all of them are really true. Yeshua ben Nun built them, and it had a walled city at the time, and therefore it was going to be reading the 15th. They got destroyed, and Alfal built them, and still had the status of a walled city, even though there may not have been a wall. I'm not sure if there was or wasn't, but even if there was, even if it was not, it was still considered wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. And then finally Asa came and had maintained these cities.
But all these cities were in Binyamin? Is that what it is?
These cities that are listed that we're talking about.
All from Binyamin.
Yeah. You look at the top Rashi, he says, Lud va'ono v'geha charashim mi'ari Binyamin hayu. These were in the cities of Binyamin. So then the Gemara says, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, a very famous Gemara, unfortunately we don't have time to go into it enough, but Nashim Chayavos B'mikra Megillah, women are obligated to listen to or read the Megillah. Sha'af Hein Ayu B'Elsa Nes, they're also part of the Nes. Now there are three places we apply the din of Af Hein Ayu B'Elsa Nes. It's by Purim, Dal Kosos, and the third one is by Sukkah. These three cases we apply the din of, not by Sukkah, by Chanukah. Purim, Chanukah, and Dal Kosos we apply the din. Machlok is exactly what role they played in the Nes. The Rashi told us to say that they were also subject to all the decrees that were given. They also were part of the Nes. And Rashbam and Pesachim says, no, they were actually the Iker ones who were the ones facilitating the Nes. They were the ones that Sikanios say the ones in Mitzrayim. The Yehudis was the one by Chanukah. And Esther was the played the major role in Purim. They were actually the primary role in performing the Nes. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Amar Bishu ben Levi, again, he had a lot to say about Purim. Purim shachal lios b'Shabbos. If Purim fell out on Shabbos, Yud Dalad was on Shabbos, Sho'al in the Darshan binyani shayom, you're supposed to learn the halachas, since you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, as we'll see, so you're supposed to learn about it on Shabbos on Purim. My area perm, I feel be yomtiv nami. What's the chiddush and perm? Every yomtiv there's a halacha. You're supposed to learn about the inyan of yomtiv. Ditanya, Moshe tikin lehem liyisrael shiyushalom v'darshin binyani shayom hilchas pesach bepesach hilchas atzeres batzeres hilchas chag b'chag. It's a different halacha than the shalom yom kol mechag. Don't get that confused. There's another din of learning 30 days before. This learning halachas themselves on actual yomtiv. So Moshe already was masakin that on pesach you learn about pesach and so on and so forth. So too perm. Why should perm be any different? Gemara says, "Itzerich le mahu the same. What would you have thought? Nigzer mishum de Rabba kamashalom. Who's Rabba? So we haven't seen Rabba yet, but Rabba tells us that why can you lay in Megillah on Shabbos? Because there's a concern a person might carry the Megillah outside. So here too, also the concern you might start learning Megillah, you might open up the Megillah and start reading the Pesukim and learning about it. That might lead a person to carry it outside. So maybe you should go there not even to learn about Purim on Shabbos. Kamashmalam that no, you're supposed to learn about it, and we're not concerned a person may carry the Megillah." I see you're bothered by something. No, nothing. Okay, not for now. Afterwards, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Likros says a Megillah b'Laila v'Lishnosa b'Yom. A person has to read the Megillah at night, and he has to Lishnosa. Either means to repeat it during the day, or it means to learn it. V'Shinantam to learn it in the morning. Shinemar Elokai Akra Yomam v'Lo Sa'ne v'Laila v'Lo Dumi Yali. So, based on this posse, you're supposed to read at nighttime, and then in the daytime, and at nighttime, don't be silent. Meaning, at nighttime, you're also supposed to read the Megillah. So, that's what I think is machlok, because Rashi tells us whether it means to repeat it or it means also to learn it. I think so. Okay, so Gemara says, Savar minei lemikra b'layla, ulemisne bin... Oh, the Gemara talks about this. Okay, so initially they thought to read it at nighttime, ulemisne masisin didei b'yamema, and learn the mishnayos v'shinantam, lashon mishnah, learn it lishnos, it says, to learn it during the daytime. Savar lehu, Rabbi Yirmi says, lididi mefar shali mini. It was explained to me once, the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Kigon Amri Inchi, like people would say, A'avur, Parshasa, Da, Vasnayam, learn the Parsha this one time and then repeat it again. Like Lashon Mishnah Torah, Mishnah Torah, Dvarim is a repetition. So Lashon Lishnosa could be interpreted Vishinantam to learn it well, sharply, or to review it. So he says, Rabbi Yirmi says, what it means here is to repeat it, to read it a second time, which is what we do on Purim. The other Gemara says, Itmar Nami, Amir Rabbi Chelba, Amir Ula, Bira, that's his name, Chayv Adam Likros says, Amagila Belaila, Ulashnosa Bayom. Again, we have it, read it at nighttime, repeat it, the reading again during the daytime, Shinemar, Lemani Zemecha Chavod Vloidom, Hashem Elokai Elolam Odeka. Has this pasuk proved this point here? So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Yizamecha Chavod Bayom, Vloidom Belaila. So at daytime, you're supposed to show this honor. And don't be silent at nighttime. That means you're supposed to repeat it yet a second time. Rashi goes on to explain how this Mizmor connects to Mordechai, Esther, and Haman. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Elisha Kfar Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. The Mishnah told us in Beis Haman Aleph that the villagers would read earlier on Monday and Thursdays in order to help... in order to help the Krachim, it sounds like. So the Gemara explains, what's the reason they were able to read earlier? Why did they go to Monday and Thursday? So Amar Rabbi Chanina Chachamim, Hikilu al Hakfarim Lios Makdimin Liyom HaKnisa. They allow the villagers, they are lenient for the villagers to read earlier on the day that they come to the big cities. Why? In order that they should be available to provide food and drinks to the big cities. So if they were able to knock out their chiv, if you will, get rid of their chiv on, let's say, the 12th of the Adar, come to 14th of the Adar, they could come back to the big cities and sell food so they could have a suda. So it sounds like the toelas, the whole purpose of this tikkun was for the krachim, for the big cities, so they could have a food. It was nothing for the kfarim. It wasn't for the villagers. Gemara says, "Lameimer to tachan to the krachim hayu." Was it for the big cities? That was the purpose of the takana, to help them. The hatanan, the Mishnah Gemara is going to bring a number of proofs against this. Hatanan, one proof is the Mishnah says, "Chal lios b'sheni b'kfar b'sheni." If the Purim falls out on Monday, kfarim vayaros gedolos koren b'bayom, they read it on Monday itself. Now v'misa, if it's for the purpose of the big cities having food being sold to them, liktami liyom haknisa, let the villagers read it on Thursday prior to it, so they're available to sell on Monday to the big cities. So again, liktami liyom haknisa havalu hasara. You can't do that, because the Thursday before is going to be the 10th of Adar, v'asara lo takini rabbanan, and based on the pesukim and daf beis haman aleph, we know the 10th of Adar is not one of the available days to lay in the Megillah, so that's why they weren't able to do that. Okay, the Gemara says, fine. What about tashma chalios b'chamishi? Let's say Purim falls out on the Thursday. So Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karim Babayom, both the villagers and the big cities would read on the Thursday. Vimisa, if it's for the purpose of the city, big cities, to have what to buy on Thursday, then Liktime Liyom HaKnisa. Let the villagers read earlier on Monday. And that's going to be Echarasahu. That's the 11th. And the 11th is still within the range of reading. So let the villagers read on the 11th, and they'll be available on the 14th to sell food to the big cities. Whereas it says, no, we have another klal. We don't push off from one Yom Knisa to another Yom Knisa. Doesn't explain why. Technical reasons, that was something that they didn't do. Okay, so not proof yet that it was still for the purpose of the cities or the villages. Tashma, Amr Yehuda, Imasai b'makum shenichnasim b'shenichamishi. When is this all true that you're allowed to read earlier than the 14th? That's only true if the villages would normally go in on a Monday and Thursday to the big cities. A place, a village that would not go to the big cities on Monday and Thursdays, they have to go to the big cities on the day of Purim, on Yudal itself, even though it's a Wednesday or a Tuesday. The Gemara says, now, if it's for the purpose of the big cities that there should be what to be sold to them, because the small villages, they happen to not go into the big cities a month out. New York City, people who live in New York City, is not going to have the vendors going around selling them food because they're not willing to come in on Monday and Thursday. The whole purpose is for the big cities. So you should have them laying earlier regardless whether or not they normally come in or not. Gemara says, Lo tema, you misread it. It shouldn't be kidei she'sapku maimu mazum. It shouldn't be read that the villagers were supposed to be available to give food to the big cities. Ella, because the villagers are the ones who brought and provided food to the big cities, it was their schar that we allow them to come in earlier. Instead of making them come in twice, they came in twice a week anyways. To make them come in yet a third time tier, that was a lot for them. We have a lot of karsa tov to these villagers that they bring in the food every week, twice a week. So for that reason, we said, okay, since you're coming in anyways, we're going to be leaning on you. And it wasn't for the purpose of the big cities, it was for the benefit of the villagers. Then the Gemara says, Ketzad, Chal Yos, B'sheni, B'Shabbos, Kvarm, V'ayos, G'dolos, V'Kvarm, Baba Yom, V'Chulei. So the Gemara wants to know, Ma'ishna Reisha Denakit Sidur D'Yircha, U'Ma'ishna Sefer Denakit Sidur D'Yomim. Initially, the Mishnah told us that the following days you could read, the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, it goes in order of the month, the days of the month. But then the examples the Mishnah goes on to say is it gives examples based on the week. Monday, what happens if it falls out on Monday, what happens if it falls out on Tuesday, what happens if it goes on Wednesday, it changes the order from the days of the month to the days of the week. Why that changed, asks the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Aidi de mesab chile nakit sidur de yomer." Since it started getting confusing, it went back to the order of the weeks. So Rashi explains that, we'll read this Rashi inside. You see where it says, "Aidi de mesab chile nakit sidur de yomer." It's around 10 narrow lines down. Rashi explains. Klomer, Hayadei she'im haya oches yumei haShabbos. If you were to go along with the days of the week, if you say the yumei haChodesh, according to really the days of the month, would be somewhat opposite and confusing. V'toa, b'girsasa, a person's going to forget the Mishnah. Hashonei es haMishnah. Remember, we're supposed to memorize all the Mishnahs. Has to be a certain flow in a theological flow. L'fisha yotzarech l'haskirin l'achorav, achar Shabbos, dahinu, yud alef. So we first go in order of the days of the month. So yud alef, b'Shabbos, yud beis, erev Shabbos, yud gimel, mitoch kach, u'baludali. We talk about a situation of the 11th, so the 11th ends up being, if the 11th is on the Sunday, no, how is it? 11th ends up being on Shabbos.
No, it cannot. The 11th has to be either Thursday or Friday. Or
no, if the 11th is when...
On Sunday.
I'm perfect for that on Sunday. So the Kfarim read on the 11th, right.
Yeah.
So 11th falls out on Sunday. And if the 12th falls out on... What was it on...
Friday.
Right, so it ends up getting very confusing. It goes from a Sunday to a Friday to a Thursday to a Tuesday to a Wednesday. Since it gets so confusing, I'm getting confused myself now. I thought it'd be more logical to say, okay, if Purim falls out on Monday, this is what happens. If it falls out on Tuesday, this is what happens. If it falls out on Wednesday, this is what happens. They felt that was a little bit more clear. So first, they listed the five days, 11th to the 15th. You can read on those 5 days of Adar, and then it goes on to give the examples according to the days of the week, which is a little bit more clear and easier to remember. Then the Gemara says, Chal yes be'erev Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, so the halacha was that the big cities read on the Friday, and the Kfarim would read on Thursday. And then the Mokvah Schoma would read also on Friday, because they can't read on Shabbos. So the big cities and the walled cities are reading on Friday, and the villages read on Thursday. So the Gemara says, Masnis and our Mishnah, Mani, who wrote our Mishnah? E-Rebbe Yossi, one of the two. So first, Gemara says, my Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? Gemara goes on for a number of lines here. The Tanya. Chal Yos Be'er Shabbos, if Purim falls out on Friday, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Makdimim Yom HaKnisa, both the villages and the big cities would push off from Friday to Thursday. Umokvin Chomo, Choma Korim Bayom, and the walled cities would read on Friday, even though it's the 14th, they can't read on Shabbos, so they would read on the 14th. Comes along Rebbe, who is perhaps the author of our Mishnah, Rebbe Omer. Omer, Ani, I hold, Lo Yitchu Ayaros Mimkomom, the big cities, why would they not read on Friday? The Yud Dalet falls out on Friday, they're supposed to read on the 14th. Ella, what is it you're supposed to do? Eluv Elu Korim Babayom, both the walled cities and the unwalled cities read on Friday, and the villages read on Thursday. So my time, what's the reason the Tanakhama? Why do they say that you're going to make the big cities move to Thursday? It doesn't make any sense. They should read on the Friday. So they explain, the Pasuk says, B'chol Shana V'Shana, every single year there has to be a certain amount of continuity. What's the Chol Shana V'Shana? Ma Chol Shana V'Shana, Ayaros Kodmos L'mokvin, Afkan Ayaros Kodmos L'mokvin. Just like every single year, the unwalled cities read before the walled cities, here too also. So again, since the walled cities cannot read on Shabbos, so they have to read on a Friday, Friday, which is the 14th. So now what happens is the walled cities and unwalled cities are both reading the same day. Well, that can happen. So that's why we make the unwalled cities go a day earlier on Thursday. That's the rationale for the Tanakhama.
What happens on the Yom HaKnisa anyways? If a few dollars falls out on Monday or Thursday.
It doesn't happen to the unwalled cities. The unwalled cities still read on the day after.
The
ending verse is Ve'ema. Maybe you could suggest, what does B'chol Shana V'Shana mean? I would interpret, just like every single year, the unwalled cities, would not be moved from its place, the Yudalid, so through this year also, you shouldn't move it from the Yudalid. Okay, happens to be, the walled cities are going to be read on the same day, but maybe B'chol Shana V'Shana should be interpreted differently, that the unwalled cities should not move from the day of the 14th. The Gemara says, no. Shiny Hachadul Efshar. Here it's not possible. Here it's impossible, responds Rebbe, because since you have the other klal that the unwalled cities always have to read on the day of the walled cities, and the walled cities have to read on the 14th because they can't read on Shabbos, in this case you're not able to do that. So normally we try to keep that to be the same. We try to have that the unwalled cities don't leave its 14th, but sometimes it's impossible. This is an example of it being impossible. So now that's all according to the Tanakhama. Rebbe, who held that no, what happens is Friday, both the unwalled cities and walled cities read on Friday, and the villages read on Thursday, what's his rationale? So Rebbe, my time, it also says B'chol Shana V'Shana, and he says as follows, Ma Chol Shana V'Shana Ein Ayaros Nidchem Mimkomam, Afkan Lo Yitchu Ayaros Mimkomam. Just like every other year, the cities don't leave its place of reading. It's supposed to, the day of reading is supposed to be the 14th, so too this is not going to change. So, Ema, B'chol Shana V'Shana, maybe you should learn like the Tanakhama, that B'chol Shana V'Shana means, Ma Kol Shana V'Shana Ayaros Kodmos L'mofim. Just like every year, the unwalled cities read prior to the walled cities. Afkan Nami Ayaros Kodmos L'mofim. Here too also. And therefore, maybe you should make the unwalled cities read on Thursday before the walled cities. Where it says, Shani Hachadul Efshar, no, here it's impossible. Normally, we like to keep that din also, but here it's impossible because, again, the walled cities can't read on Friday, on Shabbos, so we have to make them go on Friday. So, again, they both have to agree there's a certain amount of lo efshar you have to say. So these two things are true. Normally, two things happen. Normally, the unwalled cities read before the walled cities, and also, normally, the cities read on the day that it's supposed to read. We never make them read earlier. Here, you have to pick one or the other. So Rebbe felt this was better than Tanakhama, felt the other one was better. Either leaving the unwalled cities on the 14th, or making the unwalled cities read earlier on the day of Thursday. That was all according to the approach that Rebbe is the author of our Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, my Rebbe Yossi. Who's Rebbe Yossi that the Gemara suggested that he perhaps is the author of our Mishnah? Rebbe Yossi de Tanya. Chal Yos Be'er Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on Friday. Mokpin v'kfarim makdimim liyom haknisa. The village and the walled cities now, the walled cities going from the 15th all the way back to the 13th. So the walled cities and the villages go on the Thursday. Vayaros gedolos karim babayom, and the big cities read on the 15th, the 14th rather, on Friday, which is interesting, because here the unwalled city is reading after the walled cities. So Rav Yossi Omer, no. Ein mokvin kodmin layaros, we can't have the klal that the walled cities read before the unwalled. It can't be that way. Elu elu karim babayom, both the unwalled and walled cities read on the Friday. That's why we assume Rav Yossi could be the author of our Mishnah. So Gemara wants to know, what's the machlokus in this time, in this price? So says the Gemara, my time at the Tanakhama. Why did Tanakhama think that the walled city should be completely uprooted from the 15th and go to the 13th prior to the unwalled cities? Dichsib b'chol shana v'shana, also using the same psukim. There has to be a certain consistency from year to year. Ma chol shana v'shana ayaros bar basar v'zmano shazeh lo zmano shazeh. They have two independent days. I don't care if one's earlier or later. They have to be just different days. Afkan ayaros bar basar v'zmano shazeh lo zmano shazeh. So the unwalled city is maintained on the 14th, that's set, and the walled city has to be any day but the 14th, since it can't be the 15th, because it's Shabbos, we have to make it a different day, so we go to the 13th. That's the Sfarah of the Tanakhama. Veima, maybe the Tanakhama should have held, B'chol Shana V'Shana means, Ma Kol Shana V'Shana in Mokfin Kodmin La'Yaros, Afkan in Mokfin Kodmin La'Yaros. What do you mean? We should keep another din, that just like every other year, the walled cities never goes before the unwalled cities, so to also, you shouldn't be able to push the walled cities prior to the unwalled cities. Gemara says, Shani Hach Galasha, here, we have no choice. Well, we can't read it on Shabbos, so you can't read it afterwards, and we can't read it on the same day, because that's not going to be Mekayim, the din in B'chol Shana V'Shana, so we mainly have to read it a day earlier. Then the Gemara says, of my time at Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason Rabbi Yossi felt he could read the same day, the walled and unwalled cities? Because he also learned the Pasuk B'chol Shana V'Shana. Ma Chol Shana V'Shana, just like every single year, Ein Mokvin Kodmin La'Yaros, that the walled cities do not read prior to the cities. Afkan Ein Mokvin Kodmin La'Yaros, here through also, the walled cities cannot read earlier than the day of the unwalled cities, but it can be read on the same day. It just can't be read earlier. That's the drasha that he's making. Ve'ema, maybe you should say b'chol shana v'shana ma kol shana v'shana zmano shezeh lo zmano shezeh. Just like every single year, they're not read on the same day. Afkan zmano shezeh lo zmano shezeh. Here too, also they shouldn't be read on the same day. Shiny hachat l'efshar. Here too, also gives the answer of it's not possible. There's no other way. So something has to give. That becomes a debate. What they're willing to give in on. Okay. So now the Gemara says v'savar Rebbe ayaros l'dachinan liyom haknisa. So Rebbe, does it really hold that we never push off the unwalled cities to the day Yom HaKnisa? Because he felt that the unwalled cities stays on Friday. We don't move that. We don't move it to Yom HaKnisa. We're about to bring a proof that we do sometimes move it to Yom HaKnisa. The HaTanya, the Brisa says, Chal Dios B'Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, then Kfarim Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa, Vayaros Gedolos, Korin Be'er Shabbos, U'Mokvos Chomel L'Macher. So according to the Tanakhama, so it falls on Shabbos, so villages go all the way back to Thursday. And the big cities, unwalled cities read on Friday, and the walled cities read on Sunday, which is the 15th. So then Rabbi Omer Ani, hol v'nitchu ayaros mimkomam yitchu yom haknisa. He says, no, once you're not reading on the 14th anymore, why do it on the Friday? Just do it all the way back to the third day, yom haknisa. Yom haknisa was the day that was kind of set aside for reading the Megillah. So we see that Rabbi says there are some times where we do push off the unwalled cities to yom haknisa. We overlook Friday and read it on the yom haknisa. Gemara says, hachi hashta. Let's look at this for a moment. Hasam zmanam Shabbosi. So there, the proper time is Shabbos. V'hol v'nitchu yitchu, want to push it off, so you can push it off to a more convenient time. Hach, the case that Rebbe was talking about above, though, zmanam erev Shabbos. We're talking about when the 14th is on Friday. So it's not going to be ochre the reading for no good reason. We're leaving on the 15th. Only once you have to be ochre because it's Shabbos, then we have the right to push off to Yom HaKnisa. But just stomp to push off to Yom HaKnisa because the 15th is on Shabbos, that's not a good enough reason. So it's not such a kasha to Rebbe. So now Gemara asks, Siman HaOzla, who is the author of the following statement? Had Amar Rebbe Chalba, Amar Rebbe Huna. Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, if Purim falls out to be on Shabbos, HaKol Nidchin Yom HaKnisa. All the readers are pushed off to Yom HaKnisa. Gemara says, HaKol Nidchin. You really think everyone gets pushed off to Shabbos? What do you mean? If 14 falls out on Shabbos, not everybody gets pushed off to Thursday. The walled cities still read on Sunday, the next day, the 15th.
Right, that's a correct thing.
Right. So the Gemara says, no, Ella, Kol anybody who gets pushed off is going to be pushed off to Thursday. Meaning, the unwalled cities are being pushed from Shabbos. They don't read it on Friday. Rather, they read it on Thursday. So who's the opinion that says you push it off to Thursday? Kiman ki Rebbe. That's according to Rebbe, like we saw above, you push it off from Shabbos to Thursday, even though they could read in theory on the Friday.
That could also be the Tanakhama of Rebbe, couldn't it?
No, because the Tanakhama of Rebbe, I thought, said you read on Friday.
In the case when it falls out on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Can we discuss the case,
please? Yeah, you see three wide lines down, HaTanya Chal Yos B'Shabbos? First word in line is Rebbe.
Yeah.
You go in there, it says HaTanya, six words in. Chal Yos B'Shabbos, Kfar Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, Ayaros Gedolos Karn Be'erev Shabbos. Nan Yom Knisa. Okay, so now the Gemara says this is a well-known reason as to why, this is a well-known Gemara, why we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. The Gemara says...
So the Tanakama holds it right. So that's a matter of the Tanakama
and Rabbi. Right. So Gemara says now, the Chuli Alma Miha, everybody agrees, Megillah b'Shabbos lo karina. We don't read Megillah on Shabbos. My time, what's the reasoning? So I'm a Rabbah. Everyone is obligated to listen to the Megillah. But not everyone's a baki how to read it. I know I've got an obligation, but I have no idea how to read it. So what's a person going to do? He's going to carry his Megillah. He's going to go over to Baki and please teach me the trup, and then teach it to me on Shabbos, and I'll go home and read the rest of it. And they were concerned with that happening, so therefore they said no reading the Megillah on Shabbos. Hainu time of the shofar, hainu time of the lulav. This is the same exact reasons why shofar is not blown and Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Same reason why the lulav is not taken on Shabbos either. And Rav Yosef, Amar mipnei she'enein, she gives a different reason. The reason Rav Yosef thinks we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos has nothing to do with Hotzah, and no connection to lulav and lulav and shofar. He says mipnei she'eneim she'aniim nisuas b'mikra Megillah. The Aniyim, they look forward to Matanos Levyonim every single year, and they expect during the Megillah reading, that's when they receive their money, their tzedakah. So since if it falls out on Shabbos and they read the Megillah on Shabbos, obviously they wouldn't be getting tzedakah. They'd be very upset and disappointed. So that's the reason of Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara says, Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa seems to say the same idea. Even though the villagers read earlier, on a Thursday, on a Monday, Govern Babayom, Umchalkin Babayom, they still collect on that day, and they divide on that day. Which is that day? So Rashi explains, Govern Babayom, Shemakdimin Bolakros, Govern Hagabayim, Manas Havyonim, Mechalkin Lanim. So the day that they read earlier, on the Thursday or the Monday, they would also collect and give out money, because whenever the Lanim say, oh, they're reading the Megillah today, oh, that must be the day, the time we're getting the Matanos Lavyonim. So Afapi Shamru, Gemara says, what do you mean, Afapi Shamru, even though, Adraba, Mishum Damru, it should be say, since they read earlier, that's when Matanos Levyonim should be. What do you mean, Afi, even though they read earlier? The Gemara didn't flow nicely. El, the Gemara means, change it a little bit and tweaks it. Hol v'amru shekvar makdim al yom ha'knisa, since, it should say, since the villagers read earlier on the day of Knisa, govn babayom, u'mechalkin babayom, they collect the money and they give out the money on that day, mipnei she'enim she'alinim nisus b'mikra Megillah, because the poor people look forward to Mikra Megillah to accept the Matanos Levyonim. We'll just read one last line to the top of the page. Aval simcha eina noheges el vizmana. But the simcha, the meimishta, and chila, and drinking, that only takes place actually on the 14th. So the kfarim would be very, very interesting for them. They read the Megillah on the 14th, on the 11th, let's say, for example, and they'd give Matanos Levyonim, but they wouldn't celebrate until the 14th back in the villages, even though there wasn't any Mikra Megillah. So just like a day of eating and drinking in Mishlach Manos, but no Mikra Megillah. So that's how the Gemara concludes. Okay. We made it through Baruch Hashem.